Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. How are you? It's the middle of the week, and we're all going over the hump together. It's been a trying week politically, that's for sure.
And the news of the day centers around health care, and what has been touted in the beginning as a repeal and replace doesn't seem to be anything near that, and the backlash is growing.
That's right, David.
Obamacare.
Not only is the backlash growing among Democrats, of course, and those people who, you know, wish to see Obamacare continued, but it is certainly growing among Republicans who seem to be split asunder. A lot of Republicans are saying that what they're interested in most of all is a more conservative approach. And they all gathered, the conservative caucus gathered in front of the Capitol yesterday and really said, this isn't it. Now, the Democrats aren't going to help them, so that they are sort of split down the middle. Trump has been meeting with the Republican whips in the House and assistant whips, which are the group that have to get the votes together, and praising them up and down. But in the end, if these folks believe that their constituents won't stand for it, they're going to raise a certain amount of hell. And that is exactly what they're doing, and they're not being shy about it. So it would appear that the Republicans and the Republicans in the House are under some real pressure.
Not to mention the American people, many, they're saying millions, who would lose their health care should this go through.
Well, that's right. Look, this is a classic battle. You see that over 90% of the Republicans who are polled say that they think Trump is on the right track. The less that can be done for the people at the bottom of the social scale, the more they seem to like it. And they are not deviating from that. In the meantime, a great lesson has been learned by those people who did not come out to vote, among whom are many, many, many Democrats, particularly a group of Democrats who have felt that they had nothing to lose, which was, of course, the huge Trump rallying point in the campaign. People of color should not vote for the Democrats because they have nothing to lose. Well, we just have seen what can be lost here. There are millions and millions and millions of people who are getting health care for the first time, which is exactly the right thing in a major industrial richest country in the world, the United States. And it just doesn't seem to have permeated. Now it will.
WikiLeaks published thousands of documents purportedly taken from the CIA's Center for Cyber Intelligence. They appear to describe software designed to hack smartphones, computers, and internet-connected TVs, and indicate the agency, says the New York Times, was able to access the contents of encrypted message apps like Signal and WhatsApp.
David, I don't believe any of us have thought for a long, long time that any communication we make is safe. Emails, telephones, there are kinds of laws, all kinds of laws that are designed to protect us. But nobody really believes that. There was a big setu when the agencies needed information and the phone companies and others would not release it. And now it turns out, of course, it's all a bunch of nonsense. They've been able to do it all along. They have the equipment to do it, and they have been doing it. So if I get on a telephone, I'm pretty aware that the people on the other end of that telephone are not only the people I'm talking to. At least you have to be suspicious about this, and this leads to a national paranoia, which we all have. So hopefully it could mean, when this material comes out, that something is done about it. But I doubt it very much.
Finally, Alan, many people may notice today that women are not at the workplace. It's called A Day Without Women, and it's the organizers of the January's Women's March calling for women to take the day off and encourage them not to spend money to show their economic strength and impact on society. The event coincides with the UN-designated International Women's Day. Organizers say they want to stand with women around the globe who support their efforts, with similar protests in cities around the world.
Well, of course, we know that women are of tremendous importance in the workplace. WAMC couldn't run without its women. There's no two ways about it. They are in the most sensitive and important positions that we have. And let me tell you, if somebody says to me, are you going to have to go a day without the people who are running the finances of WAMC or doing some of our most important reporting or who are being the chief engineer, we would be out of luck. So it can be, of course, a tremendous tool. A lot of people have been talking that the one major tool that people have to protest is a strike. So it would appear to me that it's an effective, but it could really put a crimp in many businesses around the country. And I guess that's the whole idea.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thank you. Get rest, get better, and get back here.
Thank you, David. To you, then, to everybody who's at the station holding down the fort. I appreciate it so much.